So Ferry Bank will be on the road to Ballygran in Limerick on Sunday to take on Crotto O'Neill's in the Munster Intermediate Quarter Final. And Ferry Bank captain Robbie Carew is in studio to chat about this one. And Robbie, it's the guts of 2 months since you beat Capucoin in that Premier Intermediate County Final and lifted the Pat One Cup. What's the buzz been like around the club since?
It's been great. Like, you know, for a lot of us, we're playing, you know, 10 or 11 years adult hurling, and we got to a couple of Eastern finals, but we never thought we'd win a county final, especially, you know, we were down so many players at the start of this year. You know, we were only kind of hoping to stay up was our goal at the start of the year, and bit by bit, we got stronger and stronger, and, you know, it's been a great couple of months for the club with the minors winning as well. You know, really, the minors winning really kind of kicked it off for us intermediates then to take up the mantle then and get over the line.
Any standout moment from the day itself in Welsh Park and the days that followed, Robbie?
We were all talking about the players is when we were up on the up getting the trophy and you're looking down, you're seeing all family and friends down below. You know, it was great, and on the field after, we were all getting our photos taken, and it was something that we never thought we'd have, to be honest with you. You know, it was a great experience seeing everyone up there, and then soaking it all in was great. You know, the few days after were obviously great too. You know, we had a good few days, but up to, I'd say the hour or so after on the field was absolutely brilliant, you know.
Yeah, which family and friends were you picking out when you were up on the podium there?
I was trying to find me mum and dad, you know, the ones that have always come to the games, and you know, my sister was there, and you know, you've plenty of people there, you know, supporting you, but everyone had someone there, which was great as well, you know.
You were mentioning in the speech, Robbie, like you had a heavy defeat to Ballygunner last year in the Intermediate Championship. You lost a few players. How did you kind of recover from that and bounce back at the start of the year?
I don't know. That's a good question, because, you know, after Ballygunner bit of swell last year out in Saviours, I think it was 20 points, you know, it was kind of a long winter, you know. We didn't know we didn't forget a manager, we didn't know who was playing, and in January we met up, and you know, we had who we had, and you know, we kind of picked up a few bodies along the way, but at the start it was kind of, you know, scraping the barrel for, you know, a good few matches, and then our leagues, you know, we ended up winning the league, but you know, some days when you had 15 players or 16 players going out to Modelico, I think we had one even, and we could have had two or three injuries on that day, but it was tough going down, and we had very little there, but you know, as we kind of got a bit of momentum going, you know, it was kind of picking up, and we were just looking forward to starting off the championship against Ballygunner and then see if we could, you know, redeem ourselves in a way, and we got hit by a point, but we felt we played well on the day, like, you know.
Tell us about the management team that you have, Robbie, that managed to stick a team together there at the start of the year.
Paddy Malley is the main man. He won the Intermediate with Dunhill there 3 years ago. He's brilliant. Glenn Moorman. So he's local enough to us, you know. He was the main man. Stan Heffernan then is a selector. He played with a lot of us. You know, he played Intermediate and Junior in Ferrybank for the bones of 20 years more, I'd say. He was the selector. Fintan Power then is another selector. Heavily involved with the club underage, and he got involved this year. Then we've Tom Foster, our physio, and then Millie O'Gorman is our doctor then, so with a small backroom team, but it was a good one. You know, we didn't have big numbers on the field, so we only needed a small crew off it then as well. But we worked well together, you know, and we needed the lads looked after us, and, you know, it was vice versa, you know, so it all worked well.
I believe you've lost a couple of players since the county final, Robbie. Who will be missing now for this game on Sunday?
Sam Lawless and Stephen O'Kane are in Australia. Sam went the Wednesday after county final, and Stephen went, we'll say, a month after, and Ryan Tierney's in Poland, so Ryan's gone working in Poland for a couple of years, so he'll be out of the equation for the couple of years. Sam and Stephen, we don't know when they'll be back, but they won't be playing Sunday, we'll say. But look, they had them things booked for a long time, Tomás, so you know, it'd be different. They were kind of putting it off. Sam was going to book it, you know, in the middle of the summer, but you know, things were kind of picking up, so he put the flights back, in fairness to him, and Stephen only finished up in college in May, so he had a plan to go away with a couple of lads from Sleaford, so look, that's part of life as well, is moving away, and you know, there's plenty of Ferrybank lads over there. There's probably of the lads that were missing, you know, there's probably five lads that went over to Sydney in January. So, you know, there's plenty of Ferrybank lads over there cheering us on. So, I look, that's part of, I suppose, the moving away.
How have preparations gone the last little while, Robbie? The weather has taken a turn for the worst.
Yeah, it was. We had our week off or so, and we started back training. We kind of, it was like a pre-season again with a bit of run on our juvenile field, and kind of picked up the hurlies then again. Then the weather came in, so, you know, we're in the alley a lot and a couple of other fields around the town, as we don't have the lights down in the field. But, you know, we're getting around. We're still doing our couple of nights a week and getting good bodies around. So it's good. Just looking forward to the match now and getting a crack at it.
Yeah, he must be very grateful to the clubs in the city that are giving you a handout.
Oh, absolutely. St. Saviour's and Carriganore are looking after us, and we're going to De La Salle tomorrow night, so, you know, we've great connections with them clubs. So, you know, if it was, the shoe was on the other foot, I suppose we'd be more than happy to help out the lads. So, you know, it's good that they're helping us out in a way, you know.
How much do you know about your opponents, Crot O'Neill from Kerry?
A small bit, you know. It's hard to get the games from down there. It was on TG Carr, their county final, so we got a small bit of it. You know, we were on Clubber, so I'd say they had a good look at our game, but we got a small look at it. I don't think we got the full video. We have a few small clips, but they're good. They're Kerry senior hurling champions, so they'll definitely be very strong, you know, so they'd be fancying their chances anyway.
How many busloads are heading down to Limerick on Sunday?
We've the team bus 52 here, and then we have the support bus 52, but there's plenty of people driving down, you know, so it's a long day for families, so a lot of the families are spinning down in the cars, and they'll be able to come straight back, you know.
There must be great excitement around heading into a Munster game like this.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's, as I said, if we didn't think we'd win it, you know, we never thought we'd be in a Munster championship game, and it's a great experience. It's a long year, but it's a great experience to say we got to play in a game like this, you know. It's just a pity that we have to travel now. Well, all the lads had holidays booked and there was fellas away, so we lost the home advantage last week. So we've a long drive, and this is the third venue now, I think, from the original one. So we're just hoping to get the game on now, and hopefully it goes ahead Sunday, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned it's been a long year, Robbie. How much time and commitment have you put into this season?
I suppose it's the same as every year, just it's going on that bit longer. You know, we're training the 3 days a week, and I say it's going since January or February, you know, so it's a long year, and then they're kind of giving up stuff throughout the year. You know, days away and holidays, and but look, it was all worth it this year. You know, the one time we won something, so we can't have any complaints about the commitment this year. You know, it was all worth it.
And just one more question for you, Robbie. I was looking at your player profile from the programme and the county final, and you were asked about your favourite moment in sport, and it was, you know, helping the Ferrybank Miners to Division 2 County Championship this year.
Yeah.
How special was that?
It was unreal. Davey Atkins was a manager, and myself and Ryan Tierney, that's gone to Poland to work. Three of us took it up to start of the year. Davey was over last year, and he asked me and Ryan to get involved, and slowly but surely the numbers picked up. It was kind of a slow burner at the start. The numbers were kind of short, and we actually looked, could we move back to Division 3 in that? Because when we met up first, we only had 10 or 11. You know, bit by bit, you know, fellas had to come down, and we ended up with 21 players, and we won a county final by 13 points.
Wow.
After being beaten by Clan A in the group stages in Ferrybank by 9, so that was brilliant. You know, that was another night that we'll never forget. You know, the crowd that was out in Carriganore that night supporting the young lads, and thankfully, you know, we've 4 or 5 of them coming in next year, so that'll pick up our numbers even more. So I don't know, it was great. You know, even after the county final, a lot of people are saying the minor was just as special, which it was, you know, and they put in a serious effort all year. They gave us everything they had down in the field, and we trained them, you know, fairly hard too, but that was brilliant. It was very enjoyable going all over the county, you know, being involved with them. I think we only lost one game in the championship, so it was a good record all year, you know. It was very good, very enjoyable.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll have another great night on Sunday. Ferrybank captain Robbie Carew, thanks a million for
coming
in the studio this evening.
Thanks, Tomás. Thank you.
Lore Naporka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
Plenty of drama in Kilmacthomas on Monday night as Rowan Moore secured senior football status for 2024. Rowan Moore 2-11, Stradbally 1-13 is how it finished after extra time in the promotion relegation final replay. Goals for the Sky Blues from substitute Sam Pender and county hurler Billy Nolan. The Sky Blues have now jumped from junior to senior in the space of 4 years. For 19-time champion Stradbally, they will play Premier Intermediate football next season. Well, there's no rest for the Sky Blues as they are out in the Munster Championship on Sunday. They will play Tipperary side Grange Mochler Ballyneal in the Munster Intermediate quarter-final at 1:30 in Bansha. Well, after Monday night's win, I got the thoughts of Billy Nolan and, first of all, player-manager Emmett O'Toole.
I'll tell you next week, I say tomorrow, because I can't believe it, to be honest. I'm in a state of shock. It's unbelievable, I tell you, unbelievable. What a performance from the lads. Like 1-40, that was incredible. Like, we were down now, 5 down, 3 minutes left, and we pulled it out of the bag. It's incredible. That's the heart that we have in the club, and that's unbelievable. I mean that.
Yeah, like one of your teammates just saying today, Emmett, you were struggling to field a junior team only a few years ago.
That's it, 2018. I think we gave a walkover to John Mitchell's and we were depleted. And out of nowhere, the split season came in and we pushed on. And that's it. This is a massive day for us, and I'll remember this forever.
Billy, yeah. You got the crucial goal in the second period. Extra time, can you talk us through it?
Just it was try to hit the target and hope for the best. But look, fairness, we dug in. We went in for the draw, and we were actually disappointed coming into extra time. We were after missing 5 in a row and the 5 in the first half. But look, as Emmett said, look, we have each other's backs in the battle there. Fair play to Stradbally, like, it was one of the tightest matches now we played, I don't think, even in hurling or whatever. But look, we dug it out, and look, we're delighted. We don't take going senior lightly. Like, it's a proud day for the club. It's a new landmark. So we're happy.
What about the impact of Sam Pender off the bench? He got that crucial goal 3 minutes into injury time, Billy.
Yeah, he look, in fairness, Sam, like, we have a squad at the moment. Like, last week we're missing Josh and Eddie, and they come straight back in, but there's no egos or anything. We just did next man up, and Sam is after delivering for us a few times this year and a few occasions. He pops up at a point or two, and he's a serious talent. And other lads coming in off bench, even Rory Furlong, players like that, like, we'd back him, whoever comes in.
And Emmett, you have to go again now on Munster at the weekend.
Yeah, well, look, this is an ongoing thing for the last week. We didn't want to play tonight because we wanted to represent the county the best we can in Munster. We feel like we've a huge opportunity of going somewhere in Munster, and I don't think we should have been here tonight. I think we should have got a bit of a break. We should have been ready for Munster. Now we've 4 days. We're after having a colossal game. Like, I don't know how we're going to turn it around. We'll try our best, but we shouldn't be in this position, if you ask me, Tomás. And this is the position we're put in. But we'll put our heads down. That's what we are. That's the club we are. No matter what, we'll put our heads down and we'll go again. We'll be ready for Sunday, no matter what.
Lore na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
So the County Bornanog annual awards night is coming up very shortly at 7:30 in the Ballinamila Community Centre. Player of the Match awards from the under-13 and under-15 finals will be presented, and the Juvenile Club of the Year will also be announced. Special guests on the night are county players Dermot Ryan and Padraig Fitzgerald.
Lore na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.